and found that there was prisoners of war there, and Italian prisoners of war, and a Mr. Napper, I think, run the whole thing, and they had the Leaseland International yellow tracks and down there, if I remember right, and they also got some stationary engine in there, which was driving chaff cutters and things like that, which was again interesting for us boys to go and see.
Where did they have some Nissen huts?
No, there's you go from the schools down there, which I think is one way now, I'm not sure. You come to the farm buildings on your left, quite low ones, which could have been pigsties or something, and that's where the accommodations were for the maiden accommodation sort of thing for the prisoners of war, when Italians with their patches on and all the rest of it. And in the evenings, after more towards the end of the war, and before I got into working at B&M Motors in the evenings during the latter war years, we used to go around all people we know looking for toothbrushes, because the toothbrushes, we used to get a handful of them and take them down to these Italians who used to come out and lean over the gate. I don't think they was allowed to wander, but they used to come and talk to you, and we used to part exchange these toothbrushes for made up things like rings and brooches, necklaces, and they would cut them up and make them into very fine shapes and designs, and somehow stick them together, I don't know how in them days, and that's what I suppose some of them used to do as a hobby like down there, as well as working on the land.
So they worked on the fields behind Mantle Screen.
Right over here, right, all of them. There's wherever the Mantle Green farm run, then they work on them. And I never ever saw them walking around on their own. There's always a pair or with somebody, you know.